Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than living across the street from the person who decorates for Christmas like they live on the strip in Vegas.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new browser. Open up a new window in your browser. Type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom. Click on that and then click chat and go. If you wish to call in tonight, you can call in. Number is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hi.
Joe will be here when he gets here. He's coming around the mountain when he comes.
Yes, it's nasty, nasty, nasty out there.
It's not much better in his car.
I didn't think about that. That's funny.
Yeah, Joe will be here soon. Weather's going to be a little problem, but he'll get here.
Yeah.
On the show tonight, more Donald Trump news because that's the law. So exhausted by him.
Ugh,
tired. He hasn't even been president yet, and I just want him to go away.
Go, please go away, please. I'm thinking of any reason why he could possibly get out of it and go.
But even if he were to not be president, he wouldn't go.
No, but could he just play hooky and not show up?
He's exhausted.
But there'd still be, it would be all over the news, and we'd still be listening to.
He's a Kardashian that I'm forced to pay attention to.
He doesn't even have that ass.
Well, it's on his shoulders. Anyway, that's not nice. I say terrible things about our president-elect.
Well, that's our job.
I didn't say them about Obama.
No, that's true.
I liked Obama.
No, well, it's our job to say terrible things. So we can choose to whom they are directed.
This is true. This is true. It's not directed at you or Joe, so it's a win.
No, it's good.
Not directed to our fans for a change, so it's a win.
I know. They're enjoying that, too.
Exactly. As well, they should. Let's see. Oh, Pip developed a game of international travel and intrigue and danger.
Yes.
We'll play that later on. Holiday decorating. Hillary Clinton's on the naughty list. We'll answer a cybersecurity question from a fan. And Jackson. So
nice you had to say it twice.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the week.
Of course it is.
Love my Ann Jackson. Love me some Ann Jackson. If she could be a VP instead of Pence, I'd be so happy.
Oh, and the media would score.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be stories. You think Tila Tequila was interesting. This would be a much bigger score.
I can't. It's, you know what it is? You know me. I can't stand stupid people. I don't consider myself a particularly bright person.
What?
No, I don't. I think I'm fine. I read.
Yeah.
I pay attention. I don't know if that makes me bright. That just makes me informed.
I think being you're informed, but being inquisitive is half the battle won.
Okay.
Stupid people do not. See, intelligent people realize how much they don't know.
This is true.
Stupid people think they know everything.
Here's my dilemma. I am now forced, because I don't consider Trump an intelligent person. I've been saying that a long time.
Yeah, I don't either.
And now I'm forced to deal with him and the Tila Tequilas. And, like, I could block, I could, like, once in a while I'll turn on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And that's my extent of it, because it's mindless. I know what it is.
Yeah.
I know it's ridiculous to watch it. But I don't follow them on Twitter or Instagram or get involved in all their soap operas that aren't covered on TV.
Go to their appearances.
Yeah, I have just my little dose of stupidity.
Right.
But now I feel like I'm inundated with stupidity.
Oh, and it's getting too much from every end.
It's too much stupidity.
It's like you saw the clip on social media where the guy stood up on the plane and started yelling, "Yeah, Trump," or whatever.
Yeah, we're not talking about that tonight, but yeah. A guy gets kicked off a Delta flight, banned for life. He wasn't kicked off, but now he's banned for life from Delta because he stands up in the middle. Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that ending.
Yes, Delta has banned him for life. He did not get kicked off the flight, but he has been banned for life because he got up in the middle of this plane and is going, "Trump! Trump!" And he's applauding. Like, why?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know. And then he starts saying, "Oh, I see we got some Hillary bitches in here."
You know what these people are like? They're like these sports fans that think they're part of the team.
Yes.
That's what they are. Like, I'm happy when the Yankees win.
So
am I. I'll be thrilled when the Jets win. I mean, I don't think I'm going to live that long. But, you know, I'm happy when the Devils win. And that's... But I don't stand in the middle of a public place and go, "Yankees, yeah, Red Sox." So I'm not that guy. That guy is obnoxious.
So obnoxious.
And there's a lot of these Trump supporters that are that guy.
It's like,
hey, man, you shocked the world. That's great. You believed when nobody else did.
Good
Kudos.
For you.
Kudos. But you really didn't have much to do with it. That was all Donald, maybe some Russia, Kellyanne Conway, Steve Bannon, you know, the people that Trump surrounded himself with the end, mostly Donald, his family. You know, that's where the credit goes. I mean, I'm not thrilled with it, but that's where the credit goes.
Yeah, not you, Yahoo, who decides he's going to go off about it.
Yeah, it's like, I can't.
Well, I was driving through a parking lot near where I live, and it was the day after the election, and there were these two young guys in a pickup truck, a couple of yahoos. One of them actually this really rather big flag that said Trump on it, and he was sticking it out of the side of his car and waving it like it was a ticker tape parade.
Well, you know what it is?
In the parking lot of a CVS.
A lot of these
people. What the hell?
A lot of these people, I think, are people that never voted before.
Maybe.
And Trump said he was going to get a lot of those people, and he was absolutely right.
Yeah,
and everybody underestimated. I'm just not completely comfortable with people that have never paid attention to the process or giving a damn deciding all of a sudden.
I know.
I'm not particularly comfortable with that. But maybe it's because they've never done it before that they don't understand. It's not the Super Bowl.
I didn't, like, have a little parade and scream and carry on when Obama won.
When Obama won, I remember watching it that night. It was my birthday, I think. I think he won the first time on November 4th.
Oh.
I remember watching it in the bedroom with the wife. I had tears in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
I was very happy.
Yeah.
But the next day, I wasn't going around Obama. I didn't cover myself in blackface and go, Obama!
Oh, my God.
I was happy.
Yeah, I didn't run around in the Walmart and go, Obama! That's right, bitches!
I wasn't going to Vietnam vets go, in your face, fuck you, McCain. I wasn't doing that.
Oh, my God.
But that's
the level.
That's the equivalent.
That's some of what I'm seeing. And I'm like, I've never seen this before.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I've never seen it before.
Joe has handled it very well.
Oh, yeah. You know,
because I was expecting that first week back. I'm like, you know what? If Joe gives it to me, I just kind of got to
take it.
Because Joe was on the Trump train from the beginning, unwavering. And I was very confident that train was going to derail. So if Joe was going to give it to me,
that was the time.
I was going to handle it, and it was what it was. I was prepared. Joe is very gracious.
No, he was extremely gracious. And yes. I mean, we really could have sat here and ate it.
And it pains me to say nice things about him, but.
Well, at least he's not here to hear them.
No, thank goodness. You say no, nothing, Joe's girl. This
Joe's
never
girl,
happened.
Shush.
This is getting deleted from the podcast. Nobody.
No, but he was incredibly gracious about it, and I mean, I have to say that I don't have a lot of friends who were Trump supporters, to be honest, and so I didn't see.
You should read my Facebook page.
Oh, I have viciousness.
Yeah.
Viciousness. I mean, I have a few Facebook friends that were Trump supporters, and for the most part, we really didn't eviscerate each other. It's just not how I want to play things. And luckily, neither did they. And I'm still friends with all of the people that I was friends with before. But there are other people that I saw things, and I was just aghast. I was like, oh, wow, you're making me reevaluate you.
Listen,
from what you're saying.
There was a certain smugness to a lot of us
that
thought Hillary was going to win this thing. I bought in. She was never my candidate.
Me neither.
But I bought in. I bought into the narrative.
I did too.
So, you know, that's why I would have taken my comeuppance from Joe that day. But now we're like weeks removed and it's still going on. It's like he's going to be president. That's good.
Well, you know, there are really a lot of sore winners out there.
Oh, they're despicable, which is why when this all comes crashing down, and it will, because if you just look about all my suspicions, and we'll get to it in a little while, all my suspicions about what this guy exactly is coming to bear, and he hasn't even taken office yet.
I know.
People are going to be stunned.
They're just going to be amazed. I mean, he's getting a big pass on things from Trump supporters, of course.
We saw that the whole way through. Trump knew it.
And
Trump was right about that.
Right.
He knew he had them bought into the cult of personality.
He said he could kill somebody in the middle of the street.
He didn't say kill. He said shoot.
Okay.
It could have been shoot to injure.
Okay, it could have been wound to someone. He shot to maim.
Maybe
not
just
to
shoot
kill.
Off an earlobe.
Van Gogh.
Trump's not shooting to kill. Not that type of guy.
Yeah, okay, so maybe he just wounded.
Yeah, a warning
you know?
Shot.
Yeah.
A warning wound.
Center mass.
Yeah, maybe you lose a nut. Maybe he takes off a testicle.
I'm sorry, but that would make me really angry.
Well,
If I had them to
You're going to be angry, but you might not be dead. I think he would rather you're angry, suffering, and alive than just dead.
Right. Maybe it's just buckshot.
But you're right. Trump said, you know, I could shoot somebody.
Shoot somebody in the middle of the street, and people would still follow me. And he was absolutely true. I mean, the cult of personality, as you said, was dangerously thick here.
I've been saying that's all this
is.
Oh,
I know.
And this is going to play itself out tomorrow when we were watching the news before the show. He's going to Cincinnati to an arena for a victory thank you tour.
Doesn't he have
shit to do?
Wouldn't you think? I'm sorry, but don't you have some homework, young man?
I mean, this
don't you?
There is so much. Like, he didn't expect to win.
I know.
There is so much on his plate right now.
There's so much to do and so much to learn. And you're going to go and do a victory lap? Why?
I mean, listen, the people who are his supporters that live in that area, they're going to lap it up.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll be happy.
The media is going to wring their hands.
Yeah.
The diehard Hillary people who can't admit that she lost are going to post all these horrible things that he's doing. You know, oh, he's doing this when he's shooting. I just look and go, we are fucked as a society. we are. It is happening quicker than even I thought.
Right. I mean, you remember the movie Idiocracy?
I do.
We're living it.
Yeah. Well, that's been being said for months.
Oh, I know. But it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. We are fucked.
I thought, oh, we were on that slippery slope when I saw that film. I'm like, wow.
I hope.
But we're actually, it was quicker than I thought.
I think the main event at the stadium. Or the arena should be Trump actually shooting somebody.
Oh my God!
Maybe someone in a Bernie mask, a Hillary mask. I think that's what we should. That's where we are.
Nothing would change.
Let's just make it Thunderdome. Let's just do it. Stop the slow.
I get to be Tina Turner.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Let's stop the slow, steady decline. Let's just fucking go full speed ahead. Let's not pussyfoot anymore. Let's accelerate to the brick wall of our society.
Joe's girl is in the chat room saying, oh, stop. Hillary would have been worse. I'm sorry. I can't agree with that.
All right. First of all, that name is childish.
Yes.
You know, it's child. She didn't kill anybody.
No.
It's childish. And, well, no, this is what I thought. I thought we were going to have, with Hillary, I thought there was going to be 4 years of scandals. I thought she would be competent.
Oh, yeah.
It would be, you know, some of those of her own doing,
mm-hmm.
and some of those witch hunts for the Republicans.
Of course.
But it would have just been a grind and exhausting. But at least she would have been.
Exhausting.
I thought she would be competent. We would be okay.
Well, I thought a little bit more decorum, for sure.
I
don't know. Bill is the wild card there because
but he's getting old and feeble. He's gonna die in one of those Clinton events soon. Well, you know
maybe
how like
he's
you know
die with his boots.
You
on,
know how
saying?
Like someone the right like to say like if you cross the Clintons all of a sudden you commit suicide at all. Yeah, one more mess up from Bill.
I know.
And
we
might have seen that.
He's already on a short leash.
And I don't want to get into it too much in Trump stuff because we're gonna do a little bit better. But I thought, but with this Trump stuff, we're gonna get the scandals. It looks like. And we're not going to get the confidence.
Right. I know. It's now with less confidence.
I don't want people to think like I had this like enthusiastic, optimistic view of what 4 years with Hillary were going to be like.
I thought it was a shit show either way that was coming.
Yeah.
But some of the things that I see on television, I'm like, this is this the Onion channel?
Nope.
It's real news. It's what's really happening. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
So we were discussing about before the show, maybe it's time for me to throw my hat in the ring. Not for president. I'm not ready for that yet.
No,
I know too much
not.
Shit.
Well, no. I mean, the thing is that, I mean, when you do that, that's just like a PR thing. You know, Howard Stern, I'm going to be president, you know.
Well, he ran for he ran for governor.
Yeah, but he didn't want to release his tax returns. And that was a big deal back then.
Still is a big deal. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So we were talking before the show, and Pip thought that a downfall might be all the terrible things I say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a plus.
You do.
I think that's a plus. I think I'm following down Fifth Avenue in the Donald's footsteps.
Well,
I won't even wait for like Billy Bush to have it released. I will release it myself. Here's every Davin's Den. Here are the videos of the shows I've done. Go through it. Knock yourself out. I've said a lot of terrible things.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, great. Now I'm going to be out there, too.
Well, you're just Pip Helix. Nobody knows who you are.
I know. Thank goodness.
Nobody knows who you are.
I know.
You're like my Tigger in an imaginary...
I'm your imaginary friend.
Yes, you're my Tigger.
Actually, this is a lot of dead air. Yeah. It's just you talking.
It really is.
I mean, the one side. Is like,
I know.
Does he know
nobody
that there's
knows.
Nobody answering?
Nobody knows. But yeah, I mean, I'm just going to go, and like we were talking about, it's like, well, what about all those horrible things? Yeah, I said it. I was doing my job.
Yeah.
My job was to say terrible things.
I know. I say terrible things here, and I don't really mean them.
Yeah, well, I say terrible things here, and I might mean them. There's a chance. You'll never know.
You know. It's like farce.
No, but you just don't deny.
No. I mean, you know, I would face the music for anything that I said here. I
they're gonna
want
to look in your ass.
I know. It's like, what was the deal with that?
We have a councilwoman that goes into a doctor's office with cat piss knowingly? Can we have that representing us? I ask you.
Well, yeah. I promised to bathe before council meetings. I'll get hosed down before a meeting to make sure I'm nice and fresh.
Do we know?
I'll wear little trees.
I'll wear little trees?
You know, those little trees that are in the car for freshness?
Can we have a woman who hoards cats?
Well, sure, as long as I get licenses, which I don't have currently.
If she's hoarding cats, won't she hoard our finances? Won't she hoard our money? She can't help herself.
I might, and that would be good. We'll all invest.
In more cats.
I didn't.
Here's the problem with investing in cats. They don't really hold their value.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, speaking of cats.
Oh, no.
Yes. You were the one who brought it up. You put it on Facebook that you had the incident.
I don't know if it's an incident.
Well, sure it is. You had the...
It's not an incident that every other cat owner hasn't had.
Oh, yeah, but it's like, now I'm guessing. There's three levels. There's three levels of having this happen. One,
well, should we tell them what it is?
Stepping in cat puke.
Yeah.
There's the first level is in your shoes.
Oh, when the cat pukes in your shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, like it's up into the tread and it's like all smeared.
That's the outside of the show.
Yeah.
The outside. I thought you meant in the inside.
No.
Because they've done that too.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, well, because it's a nice place to puke. Yeah. It's like a plate. It's a puke plate.
It's you know, definitely, you know, some kind of receptacle for the pukage.
That's what they
look
at.
And it's right on their level.
Yes.
But the other thing is that the second level, well, getting it up in the treads of your shoes and swishing it all over the carpet.
Well, the carpet, you know, I got people for that.
That's second level, in your socks.
That has not happened to me. When I step in it while
wearing
socks.
You step in it while wearing socks.
You know what? That's all right, because I peel off the sock. Not happy. I go on with my day.
Yeah, but it's wet and gushy, and some of it seeps in.
Yeah, but still easy enough to wash off. Because you're just getting liquid at that point.
Now there's DEFCON.
DEFCON?
DEFCON 5.
What's that?
Barefoot.
Yep.
Right in it.
Yep. That happened to me. I didn't see it, obviously, because if I did, I wouldn't have stepped in it. But yeah, I stepped down pretty hard.
Mm.
Did not see it. Chunky, cold, in between the toes.
In between the toes.
Yeah. So it wasn't heel. It wasn't it wasn't arch. That was in the toe. That's the worst place that's the worst place to step on it, because that's hard to get out.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the worst part was, I'm in the basement. So now I got to hop.
I'm
hopping, crawling, because the hopping isn't working, because I don't want to step anymore on the carpeting.
Yeah.
Because then there's other spots of it.
And you have nice light carpeting, too.
Yeah, it was like I was wounded.
Trying not to bleed.
It was like I was on Fifth Avenue when Trump took out a leg. And I'm just trying to hobble away.
It's like rubber bullets, anybody?
Here's the thing, though. You get the wet paper towel. You hold your stupid foot up there, try to balance. You try to sit there and wash it off.
Right.
But it's hard when it's in between your toes.
There's nothing to do but go sit on the tub sink and wash.
Well, the
this.
Tub is another floor
it's
up.
It's another floor.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That was not. I was out of the way. Like, why don't you go up? I'm like, really? I can't hop that far. I was at the bottom of these stairs. You know, it was hard hopping up the one flight of stairs. These are not small stairs.
No, they're not. No, it's really
not like three or four stairs. It's a full flight.
It's a full flight, and you're like climbing up. I can just picture.
Yeah, I was like climbing on two hands and a knee,
and holding going, my holding
my stupid leg up. Like a stupid tripod trying to get up the damn stairs.
I always tend to step, if I'm going to step in cat puke, and it hasn't happened in a while, so I know I'm due now because I've brought it up.
I hope so.
But if it's going to happen, it's going to be in the dark, and it's going to be on carpeting barefoot.
Well, this was on the carpeting.
Yeah, isn't that fun? Now it's double duty.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the situation. Like, I can get the puke up.
Yes.
But I can't get it all out. That's where the wife comes in. With the spot shot.
Now,
why
can't you?
Because I'm not as good at cleaning. You know your limits.
You know what? That's just what Mr. Helix says too.
Maybe it's a chromosome.
Maybe
that's part of it. The extra Y chromosome?
No, extra Y means that you have some kind of
what do you guys get?
Abnormality. Well, men are XY and women are XX. So
yeah,
having a Y chromosome, you don't completely clean things.
Right. That's what it is.
Well, Mr. Helix had a moment where he was carrying a, like he, there was a tray of like frozen lasagna and he made it in the microwave and he put the little individual tray on a plate and something like surprised him or he stubbed his toe or something. I forget what the impetus was, or maybe it was a cat underfoot. That's usually it. And he stopped short, so the little tray went sliding off of the plate and he basically threw lasagna at the wall.
Now, does he leave that?
Well, you know what? What he says is, I cleaned it up as best as I could.
That's the answer.
And I'm hearing it from you.
That's the answer.
And I'm like, as best as you could, but I can still see the better, sauce.
The better move is go, oh, I was unaware that was there.
Yeah. Like, wait, how come there's a pile of lasagna at the base of the
wall? Well, you can't do that with lasagna but on the wall, but you can do that with cat puke.
You can. Oh, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that with cat puke.
Last night I came home, and it was like a war broke out, and the ammunition was puke. It was everywhere.
But if it's on the floor, like the linoleum or like wood floors.
No, the little bastards went only carpet.
Right.
All carpet all
Imagine
the time.
Imagine the days of the shag carpet.
Because
there was cats back in the 70s.
I know. Yeah, but they didn't last as long. It's like, you little bastard! You know how hard it is to clean that?
Yeah, so I mean, it was a problem. It was not good. I did step a couple times on the stair.
Right.
Trying to get up with the with the wounded pukey foot.
Wounded pukey foot.
Yeah.
You're kind of reminding me of the time that I didn't break my ankle. I really twisted my ankle, and I was in school, and I had this, you know, I was a lit major, so I had this backpack full of books, and I had my Shakespeare class that day, and this book was like the mother load. It was like huge, and it was in my backpack with a couple of books.
Huge.
And I was coming down some stairs, and I don't know what happened, but I hit the bottom stair, and my ankle just went, wah, and I went the other way, you know? Yikes. Yeah, and I was really hurting. And I was in the student center, and there was a big expanse between me and the great outdoors. And I thought, and I drive a stick shift, so this was going to be really fun. Because it was my clutch foot that I hurt. Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell do I do? So somebody calls campus police or whatever. Not police. Yeah, I guess it was campus police. And now what their idea of helping me was that each one of them grabs me under an arm. One of them grabs my backpack, thank God. And they help me hop on my good foot across the building to go outside to get into their little Jeep. To bring me to the nurse's station. They bring me to the nurse's station, and what is sitting there? A wheelchair. These geniuses made me hop on one foot.
They might not have known.
No, I think that they know.
They did the best they could.
No, they made me hop across.
They're campus security.
I know. Apparently,
what type of qualifications do you think you have for that?
I'm probably not many.
Exactly.
Not these two geniuses.
They did the best they could.
Oh, my God. They're killing me. So, no, wait. You know, picture this. Now, they've got me under each arm. I'm a short woman. I'm hopping around. The boobs are just
It's a win.
All over the place.
It's
and
a win.
People are staring at me.
Yeah.
It was very, very uncomfortable.
They got what they wanted. Only time I was like, I remember I was hobbled in my apartment. I'd come home from softball.
Mm.
And as I was driving, my back started to stiffen up. Uh-oh. By the time I got home, my back was out.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't stand. So, like, the next day or two, I'm, like, crawling around the apartment with, like, a bottle to pee. I don't think I ever actually peed in the bottle, but it was
but
touching.
You had it just in case?
Yeah. It was like, remember my old apartment in Hackensack?
Yeah.
It was a decent-sized apartment.
Yeah.
And thankfully, it was all on one level.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I was, like, it was, like, really hard to stand up and go to the bathroom. I was messed up. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
so,
really bad.
Yeah. So, well, you know, all things considered, cat puke's not so bad.
Really? I mean, yes. Yes. I mean, yes. You can make it through that.
Yeah. It was just gross.
It's disgusting.
It's like a yellowy kibbly as well.
Oh,
stupid freaking cats.
Well, there's three levels of that, too. There's the hairball. There's crunchies. And there's the canned food. Oh, the canned food is
also the
worst.
There's also the clear, viscousy spit.
Yes, there's that. Yeah. There's the, why the hell did that happen, spittle?
Yeah.
They just puke a lot. At first I thought maybe I should bring them to the vet, but they just
they're pukey
do
animals.
That. Yeah. They're
pukey animals.
Yeah, they're just
they're kind of disgusting. Like,
yeah.
They don't, when you're picking out a cat, they don't tell you that in the handbook. I go, yeah, by the way, don't get any nice carpeting.
Yeah, don't.
Don't leave shoes around like where you would on the floor. Don't do that. Don't walk around in the dark. Don't do that.
Right.
Or feed the cats only food that glows in the dark.
That would be genius.
Yes. Well, I'm hearing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm hearing a need.
Yeah.
We have to go onto one of those investor TV shows and go, now we have the latest.
No, they just show you a little bundle of cute fur.
Right.
And it nuzzles up to you. Yeah, it acts all sweet.
Yeah.
And you get a good year out of them or two. Maybe three.
Until they start puking?
Yeah,
they start puking right out of the gate. You were lucky.
Well, I don't know. And then God forbid you go away. Then there's the spite puke.
No, the spite pee.
No. Oh, I remember when my wife and I came back from our honeymoon, or we came back from someplace when we were in the old apartment.
Right.
Came back. The two cats, Maui and Ash, our brother, which is no longer with us, our bed was torched with puke. come back from a long vacation, you know, a long day
torched.
Of traveling. Just, I mean, and that's where we all slept. The cats slept with us.
Of course.
We, you know, we had a big bed. The cats slept with us. We were there. But that's where they showed their anger. How dare our people leave? You will think twice about doing that.
I have to make, we make the bed every day, because if we don't, if you leave anything undone, oh yeah, somebody's puking right on the sheets, and you're going to have to undo the whole bed.
I've talked about it before on the show. I'll say it again. When you know,
oh yeah,
in the middle of the night, the difference between human beings and cats, human being, you rush to get them a bucket.
Yes.
Or a garbage pail.
Yeah.
You're like, just hold on.
Yep.
You can't make, let me get a cat, there's no hold on. That cat becomes a flying cat.
Becomes a projectile. Projectile vomiting?
You
projectile
love,
cat.
You love your cat.
Yes.
You don't throw it towards a wall.
No.
Because you love your cat.
Right.
You are throwing towards open space.
Yes.
There is velocity behind the throw. You are trying to clear mountains of clothing.
You got to clear the bed.
Yes. And I have a California King.
Oh, so, you got
to. So if the cat's up by the head, you know, then, you know, the stuff at the end of the, you really got to launch your cat.
You got to get some air under there.
Yeah, really. You know, it's kind of like taking a jump shot in basketball.
Yes.
And you want to just get a swish.
Right.
And, like, the backboard in this case is the wall. So you just want to find that happy spot where the cat lands on its feet, because they usually do.
Without
no clothing.
The backboard.
Because here's the thing about cats. They don't puke while airborne.
No, they don't.
They
wait until they land.
Yes.
Somehow.
Sometimes the throw will scare the puke away.
That's
a win.
Like scaring away a sneeze or
yeah.
hiccups.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes the cat is so startled by what the hell happened that it's like, well, fuck it, I'm going to puke later. You ruined it.
Actually, I think the next time I have the hiccups, I'm going to say to Mr. Hills, just push me off the bed.
I'm sure he'll do that without
get
the hiccups.
Get some leverage.
He might do, I thought you were going to hiccup.
You looked a little hiccupy.
You looked hiccupy. I was doing it for you because I love you.
Yeah, you got some, hey, you got had some powerful legs there. That was quite a push.
Oh, well, you got to do your squat thrust and your crunches.
That's why.
You know, kangaroo. Yeah, but that's the I've said it before. That's the difference. Cats will fly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about dogs. I don't know what the situation is. But in the middle of the night, if the cat, because the cat's laying down next to you because you love your cat. Yeah. What the hell is that?
He shoots, he scores.
You throw the cat, you see where the cat lands, and you make your way to paper towels. If you can get the paper towel down before the cat pukes, that's a win.
Oh, no, but that never happens.
But then the cat will look at the paper towel and turn its head. Because the cat's like, how dare you?
Yeah, that's not what I want.
I was going to puke on your 700 thread count sheets.
That's right.
And you vaulted me out of our bed. You did this to me. Well, I was unwell, and it's not even a good bounty paper towel? No.
No.
I don't think you know who you are. I own this bitch.
Excuse me, brawny or nothing? Yeah. I used to get like...
Where's your sandal? I'm going to puke in that.
I need something valuable of yours.
Yes. Is there paperwork? Is there homework or work work that you need for your job? Because I would really like to puke on that now.
Oh my God! Yes,
I'm
going to
puke
happen.
There a little bit, and then I'm going to puke other places, and you can find it because now we're all up. Where everybody's awake.
I've had papers knocked off the desk and then puked on by the morning. It's like, wait, were you mad that mommy was not paying enough attention to you?
Maui is a spiteful cat.
Oh, really?
She's a very smart cat.
I know.
She's a very, like, Maui now has gotten to the thing where she likes to drink out of a cup in the bathroom sink. And I do not entertain this. The wife and the daughter, they fill up the cup for the sink, and she loves doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I'm like, get the fuck off the sink.
Oh, no. I have cats in the sink. Every time I brush my teeth, I can't spit in a normal place because there's a cat there.
I do not entertain this with Maui. Right. So I go to the bathroom. I do whatever I got to do. I walk out. I have not watered the cat.
Never.
I have not watered. No, the wife, the daughter, they water the cat. I do not. I'm not. You have a bowl. We put ice cubes in the bowl because you like that.
Oh, that's so cute.
So then what the cat does, and I only find this out because the wife, who's now mad at me, the cat goes to my side of the dresser, my end table.
Right.
Next to where I sleep.
Yeah.
And I have papers and books in there. Smack, smack, smack. All onto the floor.
Well, you know, that's like that video of the cat going, knocking stuff over. Fuck this, fuck that in particular.
Yes, that's what the cat's doing. She's like, I don't know what you did to the cat. You probably did the water, but she was mad at you. And I'm like, yeah, but you were the one trying to sleep. I was already up. I'll pick up the stuff.
Oh, no, I totally indulge this kind of behavior in cats. We had a cat. My roommate actually had this cat, but she was, oh, man, this cat was smart. But we indulged the hell out of her. And there was one thing that she really liked, and she really liked to drink water dripping off your hand while you're in the shower.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no, it was crazy. But I would have to wait for her to come in and stand on the ledge of the tub, and then I'd have to get the water to run down from my head onto my arm and drip off my fingers, and she would lick, 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 lick that water.
You were too needy.
And if you didn't do that, oh my God, she'd stand between the two shower curtains and scream at you your whole shower.
You were too needy.
Needy?
Yes. You need the love of the cat.
I did.
Yeah, I don't. I'm like, fuck it.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm still running this bitch.
No.
But my cat, you know,
she knew who ran that bitch.
The problem with Maui is she really likes keyboards. So she will lay on the keyboard. Because the old thing is cats used to lay on your newspaper. My cats growing up, they would read the newspaper.
Yeah.
Now they lay on keyboards.
And they're warm.
Yeah. So that's cat talk. I think we've done enough of that.
No, never.
More than enough cat talk. So after the show last week, my phone of 3 years had enough.
Oh, it just... It
like all of a sudden, it was fine. Like after the show, and then I start looking, I was doing some stuff. Then I said, this app fails. This app fails.
Oh, no.
This app, all the apps are failing. Oh, son of a bitch. So I'm like, all right, what's this?
What
so I powered.
Makes them fail?
Well, they've had enough.
Oh. No, they're done with
the
you.
The software just crashes. It burns out and it crashes.
Oh, my God.
It's a little computer. That's what these phones are. They're little computers.
Yeah.
So I start it up and it starts up again. Then it starts failing again. So I try to reboot it again. That's it.
Really?
Phone's dead.
Blue screen of death.
It wasn't a blue screen. It was the Motorola symbol, like the bat symbol.
So, oh, yeah.
Except nobody's coming to help. That's the difference. You put up the bat signal, Batman shows up. You put up the Motorola signal, you're going to them.
Oh, no, Moto.
Yeah. So I was like, ah, son of a bitch. So it was the day before Thanksgiving, but I need a phone.
Right.
You don't want to wait. You don't want to wait that long because, God forbid, I miss a precious call. But Pip was so cute. I said, because she was putting up the shows to be uploaded, I said, well, just, you know, email me. I called you.
Yeah.
I called you, and usually we text. I go, yeah, my phone died. And you're like, oh. I'm like, it's a phone. It's not a human. Relax. It's okay. We'll get through this. You were like, so cute. Like, it's going to be all right. I mean, I'm not happy about it. It's annoying. It's not one more thing I have to do, but I handled it better than you.
I know. I took it hard.
You really did.
I was like, oh, your phone. But
will there be services? Are we sitting shiva? Can I bring maybe some Rugula?
Should I tear some clothing now?
Yeah, what do we do? What are we doing? It served you so well. It was a part of the family. My condolences. You really took it hard.
I did. I know. I know how ridiculous that is. But it's like, you know, it's like you have all this stuff in the phone. And it's like that's your lifeline for business and, you know, your family.
It's annoying.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, my stupid little flip phone, which is soon to be no more.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. But it's important to me.
It is. Well, you can still get a flip phone. You still have that option.
I know.
So I went to Verizon. Have you seen these commercials for the new Motorola's, the new Motos? Remember the old commercial? Moto.
Yes, that's why I said, oh, no, Moto.
Yeah, which I never put together with Motorola before. So is what an idiot I am. Like, I never put it together. Never in my mind. I didn't realize it was a Motorola and that's what they were. I'm like, why are they saying Moto?
Did you think it was like a Pikachu kind of cute thing?
I didn't know, I guess. I mean, I was focused that it's a droid. You know, I was focused
droid.
On the I was focused on the Star Wars connection.
Right.
I didn't take it to the next level. That's my fault. My own blinders oblivious. I understand that. I get it now.
Good.
But have you seen the ones with like all these attachments? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
With like the projector?
Yes.
And the camera?
Oh, they're talking about you can project it onto the wall.
Oh, like, and the boombox?
But it's like the phone has turned into every appliance that we ever used to have.
Yes, phone's actually a dildo now. I actually shove it up my ass.
Excellent.
Yes. Hey, call waiting's a good time.
Ew, that's worse than stepping in cat puke.
Only if you don't use speakerphone.
I carried this uncomfortable hunk of metal in my ass just to get a call.
I call that Thursday.
Sorry, Pulp Fiction reference.
Yes. So I got one of those phones.
Oh, the does everything.
Well, you got to pay for the other things it does.
Of course you do.
Because those are called mods.
Okay.
So to get that phone, Verizon used to give you, if you were with them, if your contract ran out, like every 2 years you would get like a new phone.
Right.
You wouldn't get a top-of-the-line phone, but you would get a new phone.
Yeah.
So this was the first time that I had to get a phone where they didn't do that anymore.
Because
they did away with that.
Yeah.
But I needed a phone. And I never get the top of the line phones. Like I know Joe is all into the iPhones, but even Joe doesn't get the top of the line iPhone. He gets one back.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get like the iPhone 7, he'll get the iPhone 6, so he'll get one back.
Right.
None of us are really slaves to having the latest thing.
No, none of us.
Right. But I wanted to get this, and there was like three versions of it, so I got the low end version.
Okay.
It was a $408 phone.
Okay.
So what they do is they bill you for it per month.
Yeah.
So it's $17 a month. So when I went in the day before Thanksgiving, they were doing a pre-sale of $10 a month.
Right.
Need a phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is part of the thing. Bill's going to go up. It's still on sale. I'll get that. Fine. Yeah. And then the mods, they were doing buy one, get one half off.
Oh.
And I never do this shit. The projector was $300.
Oh, my God.
The, I don't know how much the speaker was, the JBL speaker system was. And then the camera it's like a camera and a camcorder, the super zoom and all that stuff.
Okay.
That was like 150 or 200 or something like that.
Wow.
So what I did was I got the projector.
Now, what do you intend to do with that?
Take pictures of my cock and project them on the wall.
Awesome. It'll be so big.
Yeah, screw you, Anthony Weiner. You'd be mayor of New York City if you had a big screen.
Awesome.
I've already used
the Leaning Tower of Wiener.
I got that, and I got the camera, the camcorder one.
Okay.
So,
but really though, I'm picturing what because like I can't.
I've already used it.
You have?
Yes.
What'd
it's
you
it's
do?
Up to 70 inches.
Oh my!
The phone, not me.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I peak out at 64 and a half, even at my hardest. If I really work.
Major fluffing?
Yeah, if I really, really. I can't get to 70.
Oh, my goodness, sir. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, I'm feeling a little flush.
But people are still impressed. They gather around. That's nice. I don't bring. Just for the holidays.
Oh, please. There would be a lighting ceremony if there I ever
well,
saw
actually,
that.
Well, actually, I do use my cock to put the star on the top of the tray. It's really. Because it arches a little bit. I got to lean my back. You know, I got to lean back a little arch.
You have to be careful not to get scraped by any of those branches.
Yeah, but it's nice, you know, because I take the little popcorn and cranberries that people put around the tree.
Yes.
I wrap that around my cock. It's really a good time. It's very festive.
It's a good time.
Yeah,
I like
mean,
that.
Just to make it a candy cane's predictable and hack.
Yeah,
I'm not that guy.
No, no. And also, I like you were keeping it natural.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Popcorn,
I'm all about the earth. All about the earth, baby. I'm organic and orgasmic.
And sort of like a combination between a Christmas tree and the fountains of Bellagio.
Yes. Yes. The fountains of Bellagio. I make the women. Anyway. So you ask what you can do with this thing.
Yeah.
I put it on the ceiling.
And
watch a movie.
Watch a movie on the ceiling so you can lie in bed and just like look up
and
watch.
We get in the living room floor.
Oh,
first,
my God.
First movie we watched was Alien.
That's cool.
Aliens versus Monsters. It was a cartoon.
Okay.
Because we watched with my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other night, I watched Superman versus Batman.
And that's really neat, though. You could just lie there and watch.
So what I'm going to do over the summer is I'm going to get – I could do it now if this place wasn't so cluttered. I could hang it now, get like a white sheet.
Right.
And watch outside.
Neat.
Yeah. So we might be doing that.
Oh, that's cool.
So like – and now because I have HBO Go and Stars Go. So there's all these movies I can get – and watch it. Plus, I figured out how to hook up to my sling box, so if I don't mind the little circle going around the middle.
What is that?
The sling box enables me to watch my TV wherever I am on the road on my computer.
Oh, that's good. Right. I didn't know that.
Right,
oh,
and
cool.
Now I could do it on here, too, when I have Wi-Fi.
Oh, neat.
So if I wanted to, if I don't mind the little blue circle going around, for some reason it does that on the phone, I could actually set up, like, a white sheet and like for a Super Bowl and have, like, a 70-inch screen for a Super Bowl.
And sell popcorn.
And sell popcorn and cranberries. And insist. Eat it. Eat it! But it's pretty damn impressive.
That is
loving,
neat.
Loving. In fact, the daughter's with me. Yesterday, I'm driving to karate. Can I put the projector on the car? No. We get to the dojo. Can I put it on the dojo ceiling? No.
No. That's not what you're going to do.
So we've ordered the Bluetooth, because I didn't have one, a Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
So, because it can that, so that I won't be using these speakers.
Oh, which would be like a little small and a little
right,
tinny
but powerful.
For,
yeah. This will be because right now we were using computer speakers, which I plugged in, which were fine.
Okay.
But if we're gonna watch outside,
you might as well have the sound.
Yeah, I want something a little bit more. So,
you
yeah,
can make surround sound if you have enough speakers.
I could. I could.
Yeah.
But it's but yeah. So I got that, and I love it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. Well, I know there should be like a trumpeting or an announcement somehow. I broke down and I bought a phone online. I haven't gotten it yet. But
well, I got to tell you more about this.
Oh, tell.
And then we'll get to yours.
Okay.
I also bought the camera and camcorder thing. Have not hooked it up yet.
No, you say
it's an attachment.
Okay.
So it actually really zooms.
And
you know,
now
like,
what
hey,
does it look like? You know, I know.
It looks
like
a regular camera, but it just attaches to the phone.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah. So I got that, too. I haven't even hooked it up yet. And I ordered a little tripod for it, like a little tripod thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could put it on my, like a little clip. And I could put it on my tripod to record my shows and whatnot. Because
oh,
I have
that's
a
great.
I have a Sony camcorder, which I like. I really like it a lot, but it's not HD.
Okay.
So this would be HD. So I bought that. So that was so the phone was $408 minus whatever it was a month, and then that was like another $425 for the mods.
Damn,
that was a lot.
Yeah.
So the next day I'm like, you know what? For shits and giggles, Thanksgiving, let me go on the Verizon website.
Yeah.
Turns out my phone is free. The next day my phone is free.
No.
My phone is free. The mods are buy one get one free.
I hope that you got.
I went in the next day. I went in on Friday.
Yeah.
They gave me the phone for free. And I got them, and I got the mod buy one get one free. So I bought the $300 thing,
yeah.
And I didn't have to pay for the camera.
Oh my god! Oh, so much
so
better.
So I got all three of those things for like $300.
Oh my god! Wow, that's a savings. That's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking about the savings.
Yes, of course, you are. Love the phone. Phone is really easy to use. It's much bigger than I'm used to. It's a big phone.
It's almost like a mini pad.
Yeah. Well, it's not that big. I mean, I've seen ones bigger.
Yeah.
But if my phone was small, I like that. It's light.
Yeah.
It's a light phone.
Oh, it is. You'd think it would be a lot.
And that's what the case
hefty.
On. That's
yeah.
a hard case on it.
Oh, okay.
And that, you know, that comes off.
Droid.
Yeah, droid. what was it? The sound for the MP3s is not good. I don't know. It might be my player. It might not be the phone itself.
Huh.
The only thing I lost on all this, the only thing I lost was the music I downloaded. All my contacts came. All my messages all synced up and everything.
Okay.
Like the actual music that I had in the cloud was there. All my pictures were
Neat.
There. So the only thing I lost was song. Which I paid nothing for.
Oh, you know what? I had actually paid for some ringtones, you mm-hmm. know, and so I would hope that they'll be able to come with. But I went from one, Stone Age
you with
phone
Verizon?
To another, yeah.
Oh, wait, your new phone is a Stone Age phone?
No, no, it's not.
You
no.
get a smartphone.
No, I went from a Stone Age phone to the one that I have now, and I couldn't bring the ringtones with me, so I purchased some of them, and
yeah,
it's like,
why would you do that?
I know.
There's no need.
I know.
You can, like, just download, you could, like, make everybody a different Wynwood song.
Yeah, well, no, I don't do that. I do things
but you
that
could.
Have to, I know, I could, but no, I have things that have to do with the person.
What's my ringtone?
Actually, this one is, it's funny, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you.
Okay.
But it's Joan Jett, Bad Reputation. It is. I saw it, and at that moment, while I was trying to pick something for you, it amused me, and I picked it, and I never changed it.
Does Joe have a ringtone?
No. Actually,
he
doesn't.
I got one for it.
What?
Alice Cooper, Hey Stupid.
Oh, no. Oh, stop. That's going to be yours for
now.
No,
it will not. I'll just text you. That'd be great. I got to do that for Joe. I got to make that his, hey, stupid. Hey, it's Joe's call. I got to take this.
I don't think that I have a ringtone for Joe. I have to look at my phone now on the break.
So you got a phone, but you don't have it yet?
No, I ordered it, so it's going
to
be
Why didn't you just go
sent
to, the store?
To me. Well, because I wanted to buy it and get it done with. So it's at 2 days, so it might be waiting for me when I get home.
What'd you get?
I got a Samsung S7, not the one that explodes.
Not the they've lost a ton of money with that.
I know. They the Note is the one that explodes.
Yeah, so you
I
can't
did
even
not
take
get
that on
that.
Flights.
Yeah, I know.
They announce it every stupid flight.
I know. No, I didn't get that stupid thing. I got that one because I looked around at some of the the smartphones and I thought particularly
that's a pretty big phone too.
It is. It's gonna
comparable
be,
to mine, right?
Well, I don't know. I'll see when I get it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it seemed to be a little bit of a larger screen, so I like that.
Well, anything that what you had.
People kept and what killed me is that people keep sending me things and I can't see what they're sending me. It's so puny on this little flip phone that I'm like, haha.
You can still get flip phones.
I know, but I like my phone, but there are other things, and I really like being able to take nice pictures, and I take not great
how
pictures
many
with this
how
phone.
Many megapixels is it?
Oh, God, I knew you were going to ask me something like that, and I don't remember.
I think mine's like either 13, might be 13, but with the thing I got, it's like 16.
Oh, wow.
Which is not the best.
No.
But it's pretty good.
No, mine's probably not like the most impressive, but it is a big step up for me.
Right.
And it also takes pictures in low light situations, i.e. concerts.
Right. Yeah,
so
I was thinking that too.
That
all the pictures I take from concerts look like shit.
Well, you know, I have a trillion very blurry photos of Steve Winwood.
Yeah, it's terrible.
If that was good to have,
if you had,
I got it.
If
in
you
speeds.
Had cataracts, it's awesome.
Or if I just keep shaking my head
a
lot, then they're really good pictures.
Because I would get jealous of like my wife can take better pictures, and it's annoying.
Yeah,
but now I'm gonna have good pictures. So how much does that cost? If you don't mind me asking.
I don't. It was wait a minute. Let me think. It was about well now I'm gonna pay for it every month. So it was $10 a month.
Right, but they still tell
the
you
phone.
What the whole total thing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, the phone itself, they said it was like 600 and
oh, damn.
Something.
Now, did you even look at the ones I picked?
I didn't look at the droid. I had looked around, and for some reason, I fixated on the Samsung, and I really
you like
wanted
shit
that.
That might explode.
No, I like to live on the edge. And
you can't bring that into the house, by the way.
I know.
Leave
I
that
know.
In the car.
Oh, darn. But that I liked that phone. And I also got the little cradle thing that for the car so that you can, like, you suction cup it to the windshield and you can sit your phone on it so you can use your GPS. And
Oh,
in
I
the
see.
Car.
So you can use it as a GPS.
Yeah.
So you're never going to open the box of the GPS that you bought like 3 or 4 years ago.
Do you know what? I was looking at that, and I was trying to figure out, well, how can I start this up? And the manual. No, there's nothing to like plug it into the wall.
No, you don't plug it into the wall.
You plug
it
into the car. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, great. So if I want to learn how to use this, I have to sit in the car.
Now, pretty much, that's what you do.
Yeah,
I
guess so.
I mean, no, they should have a certain battery life once they're charged where you can play with it inside.
Oh, okay. Well, but it's like I have to charge it in the car. So now I have to charge it up.
You're going to use Waze or Wazy, whatever, however they say it.
Oh, I don't
but
know.
But that's the app that everybody uses for direction. I still use the GPS.
Yeah, I mean, it's good because I mean to plug that in and actually get to use it. And because Mr. Helix is not ready to upgrade. So, it would be good for him to have a GPS and me to have one on the phone. And then we can find our way
right
around.
You know, it's funny. I didn't look at any of the Samsungs. I pretty much focused in on this for whatever reason.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Certain things, you're very attracted to it.
I saw the commercial like a kid. Ooh. But it's so unlike me to splurge on a toy.
I know.
It's so not like me to do that. Because, I don't get every new TV. They have like 4D now or stuff I don't even know what the hell
is. What does that even mean?
I don't even know what these new televisions do. I thought I had like 1080 high def. I thought I was the shit. Then there was 3D. And now they're beyond. I don't even know what they're doing anymore. I think the televisions can actually give you a back massage and cook you macaroni and cheese. I think that's what they're up to.
4D? I wanted to make love to me and light my cigarette after.
I don't know what, but I'm not that guy. But I'm like, ooh, projector. I don't know why I wanted that. I never watched movies on my phone.
You don't. I'm surrounded with a room full of cassettes and CDs.
Oh,
you're not the big toy guy. You're not the latest thing. No, but it's true. I mean, I wouldn't throw
them
at
either. Don't forget the VHS tapes. I don't even own a Blu-ray player.
I know.
I don't own my DVD. We have two DVD players. One is a DVD VCR player, which I wanted,
mm-hmm.
which shows you how old that is. And the other one is my PlayStation 2. They're up to like PlayStation 4.
I know.
I mean,
no, you're not.
I don't watch DVDs.
You're not an extravagant, like, man toy kind of guy. And I understand
you
that.
You know why? Because I don't want to learn how to use it. I still haven't figured out how to use my daughter's drone that we bought for her. Every time we're going to do it, it's going to rain. It's cold.
I know. I was thinking about that I saw something in one of these catalogs that reminded me. I was like, we talked a lot about that when you got it. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Well, I was away.
Yes.
And then the weather hasn't been right or she's had things to do. But that's something we want to do. But it's just like, to learn how to do it.
I know.
It's just so daunting. Like, I never fully learned how to use my old phone. I had to think for 3. I'm very much like, let me know. These are the things I need to do.
Right.
Like, I don't download a bunch of apps. Yeah. I don't play games on
No.
it. I really listen to music on it, although now I might not because the music sucks. Not the music, but the sound.
Sound.
I look at Facebook on it. I surf the net on it. And now I'll look at movies on the projector because I'm an asshole. But that's.
Yo-de-do.
But I'm like, wow, 70 is like, ooh, 70 inches. I just got blown away. Like, I can have this movie theater in my house.
Yeah. Well,
and it's actually not bad on the ceiling.
It's that I can actually see would be a really plus. I would like to have a projector that goes on the ceiling so we could just like lie in bed and watch movies.
Well,
that
the thing is,
fun.
You're kind of close, though.
Oh, to the ceiling?
Well, the bed, if you're laying, as opposed to laying on the floor. I mean, you could do it.
Oh.
But you're right up against the screen.
Oh.
My wife goes, you know what? The next TV we I want the TV on the ceiling. I don't want that.
Because
it's more natural though to be lay back
yeah.
as opposed to look, kind of cramp yourself forward.
Right. It is better. But why don't you want that? You could watch all those bow chicka wow kind of movies if you're lying in bed.
Well,
here's
the
right
thing.
There on the
here's
ceiling.
The thing. Theoretically, like if I wanted to, like I could watch porn on a 70-inch screen.
Yeah.
I mean,
HD.
The vagina really could look
huge
like a
huge dick.
The vagina could look like a black hole. It really could. I mean, because it would be huge,
cavernous,
just a gaping, yawning vagina.
Ooh, that makes it sound so sexy.
Like, and if it's great, it would be like, wow, it's raining. I mean, that's how good the picture is. That's how big it would be. I can do that now.
Yeah.
If I wanted to Skype with somebody, it could be like we're on the Star Trek Enterprise.
It
would be that huge.
People of Earth.
I have this capability now.
Actually, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't need to see anybody that big.
I know. Well, it depends on what you're looking at, though. I mean, if you're looking at one of those right, like, cool topless scenes in a movie.
Can you imagine double D's on a 70-inch screen?
Oh, my.
It's too much.
Wait a minute.
But then you would see the scars if they're not natural.
That's true. And you don't want to see that.
Speaking of all natural, Joe's here.
Yeah, the scars would be a hazard. You know, you want to see those big scars.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no. And
stretch marks.
Really? Really?
Yeah. No, but
I try.
Most of the time they can hide the scars underneath, but what really kind of wigs me out is when they do the surgeries where they, like, take the nipples off and they go in that way. It's like, duh! Oh, no.
I've seen surgery, so on that surgery where they pull the nipples, put them aside.
Yes.
Like headers on a Camaro. And then they...
What were you looking at? The ideas to torture Joanne with? Well, you don't need no anesthesia.
Oh, no.
Kevin, hey, just break that bottle. Go in.
No, I know what I'm doing. I sell plumbing equipment. I know. I'm perfectly qualified to do this incision.
Comb her hair with a tire iron. But anyway.
Don't worry, Joanne. I'm not Joe. I'm Blue Hawk. I'm a superhero now.
Because citizens.
Because citizens.
So you ordered the phone then today?
No, I ordered it on Black Friday, actually. I bought two kind of expensive, bizarre things on Black Friday in my pajamas.
A dumpster to put the rest of your shit in?
No. Mr. Hillis can only be so lucky. No, I bought a new phone.
All right.
That doesn't flip. It's just...
Is it a smartphone?
It is.
Not that bright, Joe.
And,
it's a Dan Quayle phone.
I'm hoping we'll be waiting for him.
Wow! Well, only because he went to Trump Tower today. It's the only reason he's in my mind.
Okay.
I know. It's like,
you tell me my references are old.
No. Well, this would be a new reference for you because it was from the 80s. Mm-hmm. But no, because he... but this is because he went to Trump Tower today to congratulate Trump.
It was actually
current. Yeah, for you, that's a brushing up on new material.
But I also bought a refrigerator.
A refrigerator?
Yes.
Online?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's an online purchase, Joe.
No, it's not like a mattress. Mattress is not an online purchase.
No, you got to test it out.
Yes, yeah.
No, because we have very... It's a special order refrigerator because...
What are you putting in there?
The Jetsons?
No,
it's like
no.
Rosie cooking you dinner and plugging it into the...
Yeah.
You know me better than that. It's not highfalutin. It's old school, and that's why it's...
Like
it's
that old
one?
School, like that one? Because that's an up and down one over there.
No, we wanted a side by side.
Okay.
But we don't like the water and ice dispenser thing.
Why would you want cold water when you need it?
Yes.
That's one of the greatest things ever brought to mankind.
It's much much better to use filthy ice cube trays that you never wash.
No, that's
much better.
No. Nasty.
It's filtered water, too.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No. I mean, we don't drink it. We give it to the cats.
Get him on the phone now. We're going to get an RGA for this thing. Send it back.
A what now?
Oh, it's return goods authorization.
Look at you with inside plumbing lingo.
Look at you.
Sorry.
Joe, it's not fucking baseball where some people might know what the hell you're talking about.
Get an RGA. Yeah.
That was worse than your inside keyboard humor that you like to give us on occasion.
Oh, and I know, frankly, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, but you'll like get really in-depth and have to pull you out and go, nobody knows what you're talking about.
I know. Unless Bob
just
Simmons is...
Tell him you're playing the Yamaha and let's move on.
Unless Bob Simmons is listening to the show. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit. Or Corey.
If you want to say you're playing your old instrument, say it's a Casio. We fucking know. Move on.
He's got the model number. Yeah, and we're like, ooh.
You hit the little funk thing. We have an idea.
Yeah. Well, that's like when people talk to me in terms of what car they're driving. I don't know. It's a box with wheels. I don't know.
Joe would know about cars. I don't know about cars.
Oh, right. You don't?
No, I don't know about cars at all.
Yeah, but you were so into your car. You loved your Camaro.
I loved it so much, I let it sit in the driveway for 10 years without driving it.
I wanted to drop a V8 in that thing so bad. That thing had a V6 in it.
Oh,
you know, it's like a,
you mean
it's
the beverage or V8?
No, it's like you know, having a Camaro with a V6 is like having a hot chick with no vagina. You know, what the hell are you going to do with it?
She's got a mouth and an ass, don't she? I can figure out things.
Plus, it's still a Camaro. My
imagination is not as limited as
it's
yours.
It's cool, but it's missing a key ingredient. You know what I'm saying?
You know it is.
You can MacGyver that bitch.
It's got a mouth. It's got an ass. It's got two hands.
Oh,
I'm figuring
man,
shit out, Joe.
I told him all the time. I go, come on, man. Get yourself about $8,000. We'll drop a crate engine in that thing.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That way that could sit in the driveway.
Hold on a second, Devin. I want to explore this for a second. It's got a mouth. It's got an ass. It's got two hands. The Crying Game, one of your favorite shows.
Never saw the movie.
Okay.
But I know, like, it's Boy George, and it turns out to be a dude or something.
It turns out to be a dude.
Spoiler alert.
It wasn't Boy George.
Right. But I mean, how,
was it?
No, it was not Boy George in the movie.
Been. Same thing.
Could have been. But I don't understand why you don't want an ice maker and a water dispenser in your fridge.
It's a valid question.
Now, you know what? We don't. Well, first of all, we don't use a lot of ice in our.
Well, who wants that type of extravagance?
Well, what do you think? My house is like the bow of the Titanic? I mean.
And the wiring that, I mean, the tubing. It gets nasty inside the refrigerator. It doesn't stay clean.
You use them for yourself.
The wiring? What do you just run? You run a hose.
No,
you run a needle
hose.
Valve. Needle valve. The hose goes into
fine.
The needle valve, a PNVD-6-7, and you put it right into that, and you turn it on. You're done.
It's not the cappuccino machine at McDonald's. It doesn't get filled with gunk.
No,
it's just water.
I'm picturing that being nasty.
We don't use the ice either, except for the cats to give her water, ice in her water. But, I mean, if somebody wants ice, we already have ice. We can give regular ice or crushed ice.
Well, the thing about mine is the ice dispenser. With crushing the ice and stuff like that, it just hasn't been working. So I just open it up and I just pour at the ice like a polar bear and shove it whatever I'm
thinking. You just crush it with your hand's head.
Well, see, they're problematic. They tend to leak.
They don't leak. No leak.
No, they don't leak.
Ours does.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you got a shitty one. You got an old one.
Out.
What kind of what brand?
Oh God, I don't know. Came with
it's
the house.
GE. You got to stick with GE. GE everything.
I got a, wait a minute, I even have it in this notebook.
Oh, Jesus.
Why wouldn't you?
I got a Whirlpool.
Oh, okay.
A Whirlpool, okay.
Yeah, but I had to get one, because we went like side by side, and I had to get one that fit into the space that we have in the kitchen.
Right.
And white, none of the stainless steel nonsense. No. Fingerprint magnet, no.
Yeah, why would you want to clean?
No, I clean, though.
I tell you, we have a stainless steel one at the day program. It doesn't,
they don't stay clean.
It smudges up a lot more than a regular white one would.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
They always look like crap.
They always do.
Yeah, they look like fingerprint galleries.
Thanks for that input, Martha.
Just telling you from experience.
Thank you.
I'm lending
my
true life experience to this conversation.
Yeah, you really added a lot.
I most certainly did.
And right,
you tell yourself that.
I know, because I saw firsthand that because the stainless steel ones are touted that they stay clean, they don't smudge, you can't get your pores all over them, and they do.
Yeah, no, they're nasty. Right. And
that's why you cover it with magnets and shit.
The ice maker. But
really, do you think she's going to have a clean refrigerator? Do you think that's not covered with magnets and phone numbers and paperwork?
Covered in magnets.
Of course
covered.
It is. Exactly. She's never. It could be fuchsia. She's never going to see that color after the first day.
Oh, that looks.
She's got cat magnets. She's got picture magnets. She's
got the avocado one.
She's got the little letters and numbers from when she was a little girl. She's got those magnets.
It's like a notepad that can hold leftovers.
Yeah. Yes. Really. So. Let's not pretend that fingerprints are going to be a big issue with this phone.
I'm just saying because you always see these damn things on TV saying, oh, it resists stable. Horseshit. It does not.
I don't watch commercials. I don't see these things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll notice it more now that we've kind of.
I will. God damn, there's so many fridge commercials.
Yes, you will.
That's what happens. I'll be looking for them. I'll try to record them.
Yeah. So people think it's very weird that I ordered that online. But it's like, no. I measured it. I looked all over the place. I comparison shopped.
I guess. I mean, unless you want to stick Mr. Helix in it.
Oh, you got
to
measure those refrigerators. I remember I was at PC Rich's one time. We bought that. I think it was the one we have now.
That's where I got it.
Yeah, and I'm measuring it, and the guy goes, will it fit? I go, it'll fit. It's like, why don't you measure? I said, it will fit. I get home, measure it, call PC Rich's. Yeah, I'll take the smaller size. Yeah, fuck that. I would look like an asshole.
at least it was something you were used to. I'm so sure of yourself.
I'd give you a shut up, but you're right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in that situation, you're being a dick. I don't need to. I know.
Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Do ya?
Yeah, that's right. Did you?
I posted something dickish on your page when you were talking about doing cartwheels and like into a train.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I wrote promise.
Oh, I saw you say that.
I didn't even get a comment from you.
Oh, because I'm laughing too hard. I should have.
Usually you would give me a funny or
no, you know what? I'll tell you why. Because it was so evil just sitting there on its own that to acknowledge it would take the evilness off of it.
As long as you saw it. As long as you saw it.
You know? Because to leave it, because it was funny, don't get me wrong. I laugh like hell. But so to go along with the joke, you leave it there because how could he say such a thing?
Well, I guess we should say what you posted, because I don't remember what it was, but it was about Christmas and...
What I posted was, is there a prerequisite for Christmas music to be so damn sad?
Yeah.
I know several happy Christmas songs. I think maybe about three of them are on my little CD when I sing Santa Claus shit. But I go, you know, most of it, they're like these dirges that make you feel horrible. You know?
And you said, I want to cartwheel
into
a front of a
train. I want to do a cartwheel into a front of a train.
Well,
I just wrote, promise?
Yeah, promise.
Yes, that's funny. You bastards.
I got to tell you, you stick with comics, you know, you leave them. Did you see the one that I posted? I showed the empty dining room table on Thanksgiving, and I posted just the way I like it.
I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to process that one. I moved on from that. I didn't know what to do with that.
That's the way I like it.
Like, it was sad, and it was funny. There was a lot of emotions.
But the funny thing about it is that, you know, it's like, you know, I go, yeah, I hope my family doesn't get upset, you know, something like that.
Yeah, they could have. Yeah,
My 85-year-old brother came on Facebook during the holiday.
He wanted to see if it was going to catch on.
Yeah.
Did he finally close down the MySpace page?
Guys, he never got there. My brother and technology do not mix.
He's like, I need to pick it up on this.
Love the man. He's my hero.
I hear Joe's posting some pithy memes. Yeah. I better check these out.
Pithy.
You know, Mr. Helix used to work at the radio station, and he would always get, like...
So he still does.
Well, he does, but, I mean, he's been doing that for many years, and so...
So then he doesn't used to.
Well, I mean, in this story, way back
when... We gotta hide him now, too? What, his job? Christ!
No, he does. It's complicated, though. But he
you put a record on, and you go, this is Led Zeppelin.
No. No, the radio station...
fucking Deep Throat was easier to find.
There was an issue, and so now the AM portion of the station has gone all Indian music.
Uh oh.
Why wouldn't they?
And the
I should get a gig there.
Now
you got the name
Curry with Curry. My friend, this is the new song for my friend. The band's name is my friend.
They won't
my
be
friend,
they
this
won't
is called La, 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 La.
You know what will happen? You'll get kicked off that station as quickly as we got kicked off that English station. Yeah, not everybody's all hep to your humor, my friend.
It's kind of rude to our friends across the pond.
Oopsie.
You might want to leave your snark to the few that appreciate it.
To the few. like maybe 12% of the audience.
Yeah. I embrace it. I enjoy it. You know? I get a kick out of it, but I don't know if it's universal.
Yes, and you just killed a couple of cats with that rendition of whatever you were singing, by the way.
That was called My Friend.
Oh, my friend. Ah. Yeah,
you
that
see,
was great.
That song is popular.
See,
I'm playing all
on.
The hits.
You know what? It's like an earworm, though.
You're a regular Bollywood over there.
It's like an earworm. Yeah. See, now it's stuck in my head.
I hope it burrows into your fucking head.
It's like that one, that Cars for Kids song.
I hate that song.
But you keep, you can't, you know it, you sing it.
Don't.
I like when the kid sings it and then the guy starts and I just said, now for the pedophiles. 1-800 Cars for Kids. And the guy can't barely sing with his shit. Oh, kids. Oh, all right, we get it.
Oh,
you know what? The thing that drives my wife crazy, which I do to annoy her, obviously. from
you walking in. Sorry.
Set myself up. I got no one to blame but myself. Fucking left it there. I took a breath. That was my.
That was
coming
your...
through that front door every day.
Yeah. We got it the first time, stupid. Bask in it. I allowed it. Don't push it.
It's my show. I'll allow. But I will allow. All right, time's up.
It was funny. I took a breath. And you fucking pounced like a tiger.
Are you new here? Of course that's how
you saw a fucking gazelle limping. Yeah. Not even injured. It fucking stubbed its little hoof.
It was like, that's it.
Yeah. My fault. Wasn't really injured, but I slowed for a moment and Joe pounced. Fine. there it is. I lost my point there.
I know you did.
So, Dora the Explorer. My daughter used to watch Dora the Explorer, and there's a couple of characters. There's Dora. There's another Mexican kid.
There's an explorer.
Yes. There's a little Mexican kid that's her friend that I think Trump is shipping home. I don't know about it. There's the monkey boots, and then there's the map, and they're explorers. So whenever it's the map, I'm the map. And my wife hates that.
The map thing?
The map song. So I'll just say, and my daughter loves that I'm annoying my wife. So sometimes,
that's funny.
So sometimes I'll switch it up because we have a cat named Mao and go, I'm the Mao. I'm the Mao. The just, wife gets pissed.
It's funny his stuff he does when I'm not around. Because if I did stuff like that, really,
oh,
really,
yeah.
really,
you know
but
what?
Him,
no.
it's bringing down the house.
Whose
map is that?
No.
Map is that?
On the break which we're about to take, I encourage you to go upstairs and serenade my wife with On the Map. Well, you say I don't let you do these things. I'm letting you do these things. Feel free to annoy my wife.
An accomplice to you pissing your wife off? You do
you
a fine job yourself.
You just said that I inhibit you from doing these things.
No, I mean, as an entertainer, to do entertainment, but not to annoy your wife. Your wife has done
I know
to
your strengths.
Me.
He doesn't annoy
your,
wives,
your ability to annoy women that are married is far exceeding your ability to entertain.
No. Only women that are married to him. That's what he.
That's true. There's other married women that find him quite
enchanting. That's not even in the quay area.
Why?
I'm not even married anymore. I'm estranged.
Are you?
Yes.
When you're a stranger.
Well,
I guess I'm estranged. Estranged?
No, you're not estranged.
You're
estranged.
No, you're separated.
Separated.
You're not estranged. You guys still live in the same fucking house.
Yeah, no shit.
You're not estranged.
Oh, my God.
And she walks up and down, up all night. I go to sleep, and all I hear is footsteps going up and down the hallway. It's like lights out. It's Sing Sing. Can't take
this shit.
What
do you want her to fucking do? Float like
Casper
the Ghost?
Fucking go to sleep. It's 1:30 in the morning.
She's plotting your demise. It's hard to do that.
Then get it over with.
It's like your house is haunted before she's dead.
But no, but that's part of the demise. She knows it drives you crazy.
Yeah,
maybe she'll start singing the map song.
I do this new joke in my act. I go,
that must be new.
The Amity. Really?
What inspired that?
You open up your set list. It looks like Grandpa's potion book. It's so old. But
that, you know, that's the furthest thing from the truth because I am always doing new shit. But that's all right.
New stuff, not funny. But anyway. So anyway.
Oh, God.
Why don't you set up the merch table and get on with this story?
Anyway. I forgot the point of the story. I'm too busy dealing with stupid. Oh, she's up all night. She's up all night. And I told her, you got. I'm sick and tired of this shit. You got to go to sleep. I'm getting sick. She's got the lights on all night long, and I'm like, I'll come home tonight. She'll be up running around. I'm like, you have to go to sleep. You can't do this stuff during the day. Why? Because you don't fucking work.
Maybe you should tuck her in.
Yeah, with a steam shovel.
Oh, she's not working.
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, how is she able to go to work and concentrate or anything if she's up all night?
You know what? I'm gonna get Joanne. I'm gonna get her my new phone with the 70-inch projector so she could fucking crank movies on the ceiling where Joe's sleeping at night. That's what I'm gonna fucking do.
And a Starbucks gift card.
I got that. I got the coma bed set up so good. That bed, it's the guest bed, the guest mattress, mm-hmm. and the guest mattress is like you throw it out, you know, but you want it there so when guests sleep over, they want to get the fuck out the next day. So I set that
with
up.
Extra
I remember when that bit was new.
Yeah, well, I went and set it, but
oh man,
yeah, about a year old. Yeah,
well, new for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah, but I've added to that one.
Yeah,
I've added a lot to that one.
Oh my God!
Hava Nagila,
I don't do that anymore.
All right, put your dicks away. Finish.
Did you did you do a joke about the dead Fidel Castro? No, I fucking opened with one this weekend.
Oh boy!
And it worked. And Trump just keeps on fucking giving.
Well, that'll be like 4 years of giving.
He's so fucking good.
Yeah, but anyway,
my favorite.
I do this new joke now. I go to Amityville Horror House. Went on sale. The same week my house did, and they sold the fucking place.
Oh my God! Did
there's a
really?
Place where death and demons are running around, and they sold the fucking place. Meanwhile, I'm still trying to get my place in the contract.
Oh my God!
And why is Siri going on, you bitch? I don't want you to need anything from you. Go away.
Was that your iPhone 4?
But don't you understand? Death and demons are running around.
Did you get
your
the
house.
New phone yet?
Yes, it's the 6.
Okay.
6S.
Yeah, I told you. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah, no.
Well, because the other one died. I still have the other one though.
How much do you think it could fucking deal with you? Even fucking Sharky's like, you know what? Is there a dolphin I can throw myself in front of? I can't stand repeating stupid comments anymore.
He didn't commit Harry Carey. He committed Mahi Mahi.
All right. Sorry. On that note, we're going to take our first
break.
Get
me off the hook.
No problem.
Going to take our first break. More show coming up.